Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Kamaya Arnold. She is hosting an event called You Can Sit With Us. And I love this event. It's a vegetarian dinner for women only. So, Kamaya, how did you come up with this event?
I want to say about several weeks ago, I was looking for something to do with my friends and we couldn't find anything, or the things that we wanted to do were all in different locations. I was like, it would be great if we could do dinner and do something fun at the same time. I want it in the same place. And the 2-for-1 special wasn't a thing for that. So I was like, I want to cook for somebody, because I usually cook because it's hard for me to find vegetarian things that I actually like, because I have like a lot of food allergies. So I said, you know what? I'm going to cook. And then I said, why don't I invite people? I'm sure other people want me to cook too. So then I just started. I went down my email list and I started emailing people one by one. Then I posted on Instagram and I got like vendors who wanted to participate. So I was like, come on. So the more the merrier. And then it just started to grow from there. It was like a snowball effect.
So about how many people are you expecting for this event?
We're going to keep it intimate. 50.
50?
Yeah.
50 of your closest friends?
Yes.
Now, you don't have to be vegetarian, but it's going to be vegetarian fare.
Yes.
How did you come up with the name? I love this.
It's a play off of Mean Girls when they say you can't sit with us because she wore sweatpants two days in a row that week. So they weren't trying to. And people get so, I guess they get intimidated by vegetarian fare and plant-based lifestyles. They don't know if they're going to like it, or they're nervous. And just like, everyone's included. You all can come sit with us. You can eat this and enjoy it, everyone.
So I love
just want it to be inclusive.
And you're also doing a head wrap demonstration.
Yeah, my friend I went to high school with, Helen, she does a program called Wrap and Sip, which usually has brunch and a head wrap demonstration follow. I invited her to be a part of it and she was all for it. So I was super excited that she said yeah.
That's cool. Mm. So it's like something to do.
Yeah.
And what kind of vendors do you have coming?
So I have a couple people who sell handmade jewelry. I have someone who makes her own soap and shea butter blends. We also have a candle maker and some apparel.
That is like an event.
You've created an event. By accident.
So this is your first public event, too.
Yes, it is.
So tell me about how that came to be. You must be super excited.
I'm so excited I could throw up. Like, that's how excited I am. I'm so excited. I'm beaming. Every time someone asks me about it, I just become Chatty Cathy. I can say so much. I'm used to cooking. I have a large family, so food is it's the center of everything we've ever done. So I started cooking, like just watching my aunts and my grandmother and my mom. And then slowly but surely, I developed my own love for it, but then forgot about it. And then maybe 2 years ago, I moved to California and was by myself. So I was cooking all the time. And I would invite my coworkers over. And they're like, you cook so well. Like, you should have your own restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And then some things happened. And then I started to change my diet. So I went paleo first, and then I went vegetarian. So in becoming vegetarian, I was taking the things that I grew up loving and remixing them in a vegetarian way, which made me want to showcase that for everyone.
Did your health change?
I lost about 25 pounds. My psoriasis is at bay for the most part. It flares up here and there, but for the most part, it's really good.
You look great. You have great skin.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's
vegetarianism.
Yeah, it is. It's all about that. what I'm putting out. And then being vegetarian also helped me to become a positive person. Like, I just develop compassion for everything and everyone at the same time, because I don't want to harm the animals by eating them. It makes me not want to harm people. So it's just
so
a domino
good.
Effect. It's so good. Things. I just want everyone to just jump on the train.
Did the awareness come from being vegetarian?
It came from reading about vegetarianism. So first it was for my health, and then I began reading on and seeing things, so it became like a social obligation. I started meditating, so that is, they just keep coming. Every day is something new with this journey, and I'm just so excited to keep going and seeing where I'm going to be next.
And now you're sharing it through this public event.
Yes. And that is the most exciting part.
Maybe the restaurant will come down the road.
Oh, I hope so. I am ready.
Is that the goal?
That's the goal.
Okay, so let's talk about the event before we talk about the recipes. Mm. It's at 5429 Chestnut Street in a building called Prime Property Management Building. How did you come to this place?
I know someone who works there, and I've had family events there in the past, and so I thought it'd be perfect. It's a nice open area. It's easily accessible to a lot of my friends and family, even if you don't drive. The L doesn't run too far from there, and there's a bus route also on that street.
Is there parking?
There is parking. It's own parking lot.
So it's like it's a space. It's an auditorium.
Yeah, it's an auditorium. It's a space.
So you're cooking at home?
I'm cooking at home, bringing it there, fresh, hot, and ready.
And you're serving 50 people.
Yeah, we're going to do a family style sit down for individual tables. So each table will have about 6 things on it, and you can just take a little tour.
Now, how do you like figure out in your head how to cook for 50 people? If you've never held an event before, that seems like a lot of people to cook for.
Yeah.
If you're not a caterer.
Right. I've worked with a caterer before. I have a very large family. So it's not like cooking
so
for
50. So
50
is not a big deal for you?
No, actually not.
How many people in your family?
My mom has 6. There's 6 of them altogether. She has 5 siblings, and each of them have children. So we're never small. It's
okay.
Always
how many
a bunch
people come over for Thanksgiving?
I want to say we start at 50.
Okay.
So yeah. So everyone brings someone, and then we have extended family. We have play cousins, play aunts and uncles. So it's an abundance of people.
And an abundance of people and food.
Yes.
What's on the menu?
The menu is a surprise, but I will say that it's Asian inspired for sure.
Can you give us hints of some recipes? People want to know what's on the
menu.
People want to know. This is what's going to sell them. It's telling them.
So one of my stars is the Bang Bang Broccoli Medley. That's a crispy, delicious broccoli and a spicy sauce. It's to die for. Then I also have a spin on General Tso's chicken. I'm not going to tell you how I spun that, but that's the spin.
I'm going to assume that you spun the chicken out.
Yeah, that's definitely no chicken, but you won't miss it. The sauce is like, I could drink the sauce by itself. And then for dessert, we're doing some Asian spiced pears and 2 other desserts. I don't want to reveal.
Is there chocolate involved?
There is some chocolate.
All right. That's all we need to know.
There's chocolate. There is caramel. There is crispy. It's just, like we said before, an abundance. The flavors are in abundance. I want all textures, all flavors without being overwhelmed.
How much research did you have to do to put together an event like this? Looking through menus or?
Yeah, so So last year I started doing meal prep for the people in my family because they saw the difference that it made in my life with changing my diet. So I told them that I would cook for them. So I was cooking for about 9 to 12 people weekly. And so the recipes that I didn't use, they accumulated, and they just so happened to be of the same persuasion. So I said, I could definitely use these.
The Asian persuasion?
Yeah, that's exactly the persuasion I'm speaking of. And
so you have an Asian-themed vegetarian dinner.
Yes.
So you were cooking for family members. Were you doing it like delivering on Sundays type of a
thing
for the whole week?
I was cooking on Sundays and Mondays, and then by the end of Monday, everything was either available for pickup or delivery of your choice.
And so you'd cook 15 meals?
I cooked 3 meals, but they were for about 15 people apiece, each meal. Like each week, I would send out an email letting people know that there were 3 entrees available for choice. I did a tossed salad as well as a quinoa salad, and you can pick your toppings. This is when I was still cooking meat, so I would make like chicken, shrimp, or ground turkey. And things like that.
So that was like for weight loss.
It wasn't, but it led to that. It was just to make better decisions, because people, when they are short on time, they reach for anything. And I just wanted the anything to be a good thing. So I just wanted to bring my family on this with me because my parents, they suffer from like diabetes, high blood pressure. And when I read that you don't like, it's not something that actually has to run in your family and your diet can dictate that, I just felt the need to try to change it.
Are you changing your family?
Slowly but surely. My mom is vegetarian she's going into her second month. So we are super excited. I'm just hoping everyone comes right with her.
Go mom. Now, how are the people that are with you and on board? How is their health changing?
My mother in particular, she's definitely down about 15 pounds. One of my best friends lost about 20 pounds just from listening. And we do this thing called Glide, which is like video text messaging and just trading recipes back and forth. And her listening to me, she's lost weight and she's influenced other people around her, her own mother.
It sounds like a movement.
It is. And I didn't even realize until I'm saying it out loud and I'm just getting even more excited. That's why I want people to come to this event so they can understand. It's just a couple small changes and it can lead to an entirely different life.
So tell me about the few small changes that you made that changed your life.
The first thing was giving up dairy. That helped with my allergies tremendously. Like I used to wake up like scratching my nose every morning. I felt a drip in the back of my throat. That was the first thing to clear up. The second thing that small change I did was in the morning and at night, I would have like 8 ounces of hot water with 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar and some honey. That helped my stomach bloat go down. And probably just adding about 30 minutes of physical activity every day. I would just work out along to YouTube and it slowly but surely.
That's it, huh?
And I never thought it could be so simple. Like I would legit roll my eyes. It's so easy, just a couple of minutes a day and just choosing water over soda. And whatever. It could never be like, if it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. But no, everyone, it's that easy.
It is.
It's legit that easy.
Now, how long have you been vegetarian?
6 months.
So it took you 6 months to lose 25 pounds?
Well, no, that started with paleo.
Okay.
So paleo is no preservatives. It's a hunters and gatherers type of, I guess that's what they call it, like a hunter and gatherers mindset. So you don't eat things that are processed or things that are like hybrid vegetables or meats or anything like that. You want all natural, no preservatives, like gluten-free, like those type of things. So that is what spun the 20 pounds off.
Wow. So no like bread.
Yeah, no bread, no white sugars, no flour. I have gone back to bread though. It's very hard for me to give that up. But
everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Right? There you go.
And that's the key. I don't want everyone to get so overwhelmed like you can't have it. It's not that you can't, it's that you should be, I guess, mindful about when you're having and how much you're having.
So you're like you've slowly changed your diet and your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well, it's a whole lifestyle.
It's an entire lifestyle.
So how has your life changed since you made changes in your diet?
My mind has changed. The way I think of things, I'm definitely more present now than I've ever been. I'm aware. Like, I remember just maybe 2 years ago always thinking like, oh, when I'm such and such age, I'm going to be doing this. But now I'm excited for tomorrow, like the next day. Like, I just want to wake up and start it all over again. Like, I'm not trying to rush past anything. I want to be here today, now, every day.
That is so great. That's so inspiring.
Thank you.
So what do you hope to accomplish through the You Can Sit With Us dinner?
I just want to plant the seeds and let everyone know that it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to, you know, be this massive thing. It's simple little changes. And vegetables are delicious, everyone. I don't know what you've been told, but they are delicious.
I have a theory that people that don't like vegetables haven't eaten them the right way, like
you
prepared
couldn't have.
Correctly.
You could never. Or the seasoning. I don't know what happened to you, and I'm sorry it happened, but please come sit with us, and we will fix it.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. All right. So the event, anybody can come. Do you have people that are coming that you don't know?
I do, actually. I have about, I want to say 10 people I don't know.
So far.
Yeah. And at least 2 of the vendors I've never met before.
So you will be meeting them on Saturday, January 6th.
That is correct.
And how do people sign up?
It's through Eventbrite. It's called You Can Sit With Us. You can type that in and it'll come right up for you. You can also look at my Instagram. It's called The Daily 7 Eats. The link is in that bio. It's my personal Instagram, Such a Hot Babe. That's also in that bio if you want to get on there. And my Facebook page, Kamaya Arnold.
Tell me about The Daily 7 Eats.
The Daily 7 Eats. It's based off of the servings of fruits and vegetables you're supposed to have. As an adult, you're supposed to have 5 to 9 servings a day. And I just picked 7 because 7 is a lucky number. And it's in the middle. So I feel like it's good.
Your Instagram is full of pictures of food?
The 7 Eats. Yeah.
And do you eat at least 7 vegetables a day? I guess you have to because
That's
you're
all
vegetarian.
I eat. Yeah, that's all I eat. So yeah.
So the bulk of your diet is vegetables?
Yes.
And fruit?
Yes. And then, fruit is a little bit too sweet for me, but in the morning I like to have some.
And then what else? Like nuts? No meat.
I have a nut allergy. I'm allergic to tree nuts. I can only have peanuts, so those are in moderation. But yeah, it's legit just vegetables for me. Some rice here and there and my love for bread, but that's vegetables.
You really can't eat anything else if you
I cannot.
You have an allergy and then you've given up meat.
And then I have a seafood allergy, so I've never had that anyway. So yeah, it's just vegetables.
So you don't even do like, there was a time when the trend was for vegetarians to do like fake meat, like tofu and seitan.
Yeah.
And I can see the eye rolls already.
Yeah, because I'm just, that's soy.
Right, mm-mm. That's gone. I know that was an old trend.
Yeah.
So now it's really just like making vegetables the way they're supposed to be eaten.
Right. I do have soy here and there. Seitan is very good when it's nice and crispy, but it's in moderation because every time I read something, it's just, I guess the more knowledge I acquire, the harder it is for me to ignore things. So like I've read things about soy byproducts and like the amounts of estrogen they put in there, how that can lead to cancer for women and breasts for men. And that's just not a risk I really want to take. So I just like, why not eat the vegetables? We know that those are where it's at. Those are real. It's not something man-made in a factory.
So what are you most excited about with You Can Sit With Us?
I don't even think I can pick one thing. I am just so excited for people to taste my vegetables and see how good they are and see how good they are for you. And it's just a meal where you can fully indulge and not leave the table feeling bloated and wishing you've never picked up a fork.
Now, one thing about this meal that really struck me is that it's women only.
Yes. And it's an all-women's event. It's a ladies' night.
Why is that like a girls' night out?
Yeah. Because like I said, I was looking for something for me and my friends to do. And so I wanted to cater to us, people like us, to groups like us, women.
So it's a women's only dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. All women.
So if women want to come and make new friends.
Please come. Please. We are open. Everyone. I want the room to be surrounded by like-minded people who are interested in having a good time with positivity and vegetables. Like, that cannot enforce the vegetables enough. Please come eat these vegetables. They are so good for you. You'll feel amazing.
Awesome. All right. The You Can Sit With Us dinner is hosted by Kamaya Arnold. It's going to be at 5429 Chestnut Street, an auditorium in the Prime Property Management Building on Saturday, January 6th from 4 to 8 p.m. And you can find You Can Sit With Us on Eventbrite, and it's $25 for 4 hours of friendship and food, head wrapping demonstration, yes, and vendors. Anything else you want to say?
Just please come, everyone. That's all.
Pleasure to meet you, Kamaya.
Thank you so much, Adas. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.